There have been further Russian attacks on Ukraine, this time in the western city of Lviv, which borders Poland. At least two people have been killed and more than 20 injured, according to the regional governor. Explosions were also heard over the capital, Kyiv. The Ukrainian military said the whole country is now under an air alert. Well, these latest attacks come a day after 51 people were killed by Russian airstrikes in the central city of Poltava. Our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan, is travelling by train to Kyiv with the Taoiseach Simon Harris, who will meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later today. Liam first told us more about the latest attacks.
Across Ukraine overnight, there were approximately 40 drone and missile attacks across the country. Lviv, the western region, the Lviv region seems to have got the worst of it. Two people so far confirmed dead and a number of casualties. As we arrived into Kyiv Oblast region, the wider region of Kyiv, an air raid alert was in place already, and this sort of it signals that the war has taken a particularly nasty turn in recent weeks, with Russia increasing its missile attacks across Ukraine. The attack obviously on the Poltava region yesterday, there were two ballistic missiles that hit Poltava and result in the deaths of at least 50 people. Apparently, there was very little time for people to take cover, such as the nature of ballistic missile attacks.
You're travelling with the Taoiseach to Kyiv today. What will he be doing there?
The Taoiseach has quite a busy schedule today. We've already visited the first location, which was badly damaged, occupied by Russian forces and bombarded during the early weeks of the war. Reconstruction is taking place there, but it's lagging behind some of the other areas in Kyiv Oblast where reconstruction has taken place. So the Taoiseach met local officials there. He was given a tour of the area. He saw firsthand bomb damage, but also saw a creche that's been rebuilt there. He'll then go on to another area in the Kyiv Oblast. It's where I'm speaking from now, where modular homes are being built with funding from an international aid organisation. He'll later meet President Zelensky, hold a bilateral meeting with him, and also meet the Ukrainian Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal. So later on, he will meet members of the Irish community. A very busy day ahead for the Taoiseach here in Kyiv.
Now, we know that the Cabinet this week approved a new bilateral agreement between Ireland and Ukraine. What will be agreed on? Because that will be discussed today and signed on in Kyiv.
The agreement solidifies Ireland's support for Ukraine. It cements in words in a document that Ireland stands in solidarity with Ukraine and condemns Russia's war of aggression. Ukraine has signed a number of these agreements with countries in recent months. There was one that Ukraine signed with Poland in July, with France as well earlier this year. But the difference with Ireland is, of course, that Ireland being a neutral country, and government sources say that document, it aligns with Irish neutrality, solidifies Irish support and solidarity with Ukraine.
That's our Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan, travelling by train to Kyiv with the Taoiseach, Simon Harris.